The 19th of December, Morning Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The co-eternal Son, a maiden's offspring, see, a servant's form Christ putteth on, to set his people free. Daughter of Zion, rise to greet thine infant King, nor let thy stubborn heart despise the pardon he doth bring. Let deeds of darkness fly before the approaching morn, for unto sin 'tis ours to die and serve the Virgin born. Our joyful praises sing to Christ that set us free, like tribute to the Father bring, and Holy Ghost to thee. The Lord will come from his holy place, he will come to save his people. Psalm 100. My song is of mercy and justice, I sing to you, O Lord. I will walk in the way of perfection, O when, Lord, will you come? I will walk with blameless heart within my house. I will not set before my eyes whatever is base. I will hate the ways of the crooked. They shall not be my friends. The false-hearted must keep far away. The wicked I disown. The man who slanders his neighbour in secret I will bring to silence. The man of proud looks and haughty heart I will never endure. I look to the faithful in the land that they may dwell with me. He who walks in the way of perfection shall be my friend. No man who practices deceit shall live within my house. No man who utters lies shall stand before my eyes. Morning by morning I will silence all the wicked in the land, uprooted from the city of the Lord all who do evil. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord will come from his holy place. He will come to save his people. We have a strong city, Zion. The Saviour will set up wall and rampart to guard it. Open the gates, for God is within us. Alleluia. A Canticle from Daniel 3. Blessed are you, O Lord, God of our fathers, and worthy of praise, and your name is glorified for ever. You are just in all that you have done to us, for we have sinned, and lawlessly departed from you, and have sinned in all things. For your name's sake, do not give us up utterly, and do not break your covenant. Do not withdraw your mercy from us, for the sake of Abraham your beloved, and for the sake of Isaac your servant, and Israel, your Holy One, to whom you promised to make their descendants as many as the stars of heaven and as sand on the shore of the sea. For we, O Lord, have become fewer than any nation, and are brought low this day in all the world because of our sins. And at this time there is no prince or prophet or leader, no burnt offering or sacrifice or oblation or incense, no place to make an offering before you or to find mercy. Yet, with a contrite heart and humble spirit, may we be accepted, as though it were with burnt offerings of rams and bulls, with tens of thousands of fat lambs. Such may our sacrifice be in your sight this day, and may we wholly follow you, for there will be no shame for those who trust in you. And now, with all our heart, we follow you, we fear you, and seek your face. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We have a strong city, Zion. The Saviour will set up wall and rampart to guard it. Open the gates, for God is within us. Alleluia. Let us know your way on earth, Lord. Let all peoples know your saving power. Psalm 143. Blessed be the Lord my rock, who trains my arms for battle, who prepares my hands for war. He is my love, my fortress. He is my stronghold, my saviour, my shield, my place of refuge. He brings peoples under my rule. Lord, what is man that you care for him? Mortal man that you keep him in mind? Man who is merely a breath, whose life fades like a shadow? Lower your heavens and come down. Touch the mountains. Wreathe them in smoke. Flash your lightnings. Rout the foe. Shoot your arrows and put them to flight. Reach down from heaven and save me. Draw me out from the mighty waters, from the hands of alien foes, whose mouths are filled with lies, whose hands are raised in perjury. To you, O God, I will sing a new song. I will pray on the ten-stringed harp. To you who give kings their victory, who set David your servant free. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us know your way on earth, Lord. Let all peoples know your saving power. A reading from Isaiah chapter 2. Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Sion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Responsory: The glory of the Lord will shine on you, Jerusalem. Like the sun, he will rise over you. The glory of the Lord will shine on you, Jerusalem. Like the sun, he will rise over you. His glory will appear in your midst. The glory of the Lord will shine on you, Jerusalem. Like the sun, he will rise over you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The glory of the Lord will shine on you, Jerusalem. Like the sun, he will rise over you. The Saviour of the world will rise like the sun, and he will come down into the womb of the Virgin like rain gently falling on the earth. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us. So his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that, free from fear and saved from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Saviour of the world will rise like the sun, and he will come down into the womb of the Virgin like rain gently falling on the earth. Intercessions. As we pray together in the name of the Church, turn our minds and hearts back to you, Lord. Send us your light and your truth. As we think and pray about your Son's coming, help us to grasp its meaning in a way that is personal and profound. Send us your light and your truth. May we never despise any of our fellow men, since we are all your children. Help us rather to fight against their hurt or degradation. Send us your light and your truth. Heal the broken bonds of human life. Reconcile us in the sharing of our hope in Christ. Send us your light and your truth. Help us to hear your voice through the situations in which we work today. Send us your light and your truth. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deepen our faith, Lord God, as we celebrate the great mystery of the Incarnation, by which you revealed to the world the splendour of your glory, through the Virgin Mary when she gave birth to your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.